Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a special guest on today, Tim Mashler, and we're going to get into some principles that underlie our government and some of our historical documents like the Declaration. And they are grassroots, fundamental, biblical principles that our country is based on. And I think we need to be pushing our leaders to go to that level, to let that level guide the reform that's coming. And we're going to get into what some of those issues are here with Tim. And before we start, though, I have to warn you, and please hear me and hear me very carefully. The left is trying to crash the country as we speak. They're doing things to the stock market. They're doing things to try to hold down the price of gold. As they continue to try to collapse the banks. And they want Trump to inherit World War III and a crashed economy. They want him to start behind the eight ball so he has no chance to dig out, and then they get control of both houses in the midterm, and then they're back in business. And what we need to be aware of here today is that your money is at risk. If you have retirement in the bank, 401k, IRA, they can take it. The Dodd-Frank law of 2010 has declared you to be in second place as an unsecured creditor. The banks can keep your money anytime they want to. That means if they're failing, bye-bye. The last bank that failed gave their customers a 50% haircut. Didn't get much media, did it? We covered it here extensively. People lost 50% of their savings, and that doesn't even include the inflation. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to get your retirement the heck out of the bank, and you're going to back it with gold or silver. You'll own it. They can't touch it, and you'll be in business. Also, they can do the same thing for your bank account. I say leave operating capital in and diversify with precious metals, because as the dollar dies, gold will rise. Now, can Donald Trump turn this around? Yeah, but if he does it in under a year, I'm going to be shocked. I have great confidence in Donald Trump's abilities to bring this economy back. But it ain't going to happen on January 21st. So I'm giving you an option right now that you can save your nest egg. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, Tim, I want to welcome you back to the show. We had you on last year, and I really think this is important, that as Donald Trump considers how he's going to get rid of the swamp, and clean house on an, should I say, a treasonous government, and these institutions are largely treasonous and work against the American people, I think we need to consider what's our baseline of operating principles. So I'm just going to kind of throw it to you, and I think you want to start with the Mayflower Compact?
Yes, yes.
Before we start, I'm sorry. Yeah, can you tell the audience just a little bit about your background in case they missed our last interview?
I was a Hollywood screenwriter, TV writer for 20 years, 25 years. And when I came to faith to Jesus Christ, I found that I couldn't make a living anymore. So moved on. We moved to Nebraska, doing some homesteading. We're in Ireland for 5 years. And so now we've been involved in a campaign called Under God, We the People, Returning to our roots being the Mayflower Compact that you just mentioned.
That's fantastic. It's interesting. I have a good friend named Scotty Sachs, who's a former Hollywood producer, and he's followed a similar path to you. We're involved with Sovereign Radio together, connected to Salem Radio Network, and we're getting our shows further syndicated. But he tells the same story. He said Hollywood got so messed up. He said, I just didn't want to be a part of it. But you can't make a living unless you're part of the system. And I guess we could call it the Sean Diddy Combs system, right?
Yeah. Even though I didn't see any of that, I saw enough to know that it wasn't for me.
Well, let's go to the Mayflower Compact. How can those principles serve as kind of a guiding light for what Donald Trump needs to do?
Okay, well, let's look at it. The Mayflower Compact acknowledged God in a big way. It starts out, in the name of God, amen, by the grace of God, in the presence of God, for the glory of God, and for the advancement of the Christian faith. So it's kind of a no holds barred acknowledgement of who really created the nation. And that's opposed to really our US Constitution, which doesn't acknowledge God in any way. The only thing that's in there is in the name of the, is at the end, the signature page, it says in the name of in the name of our Lord. So we started looking at this. US Constitution is, I looked at my pocket copy, went through it. Yes, indeed, there is no acknowledgement of God in there. It's just we the people. We the people are going to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. So I thought, oh boy, this is a kind of a identity crisis. It's like, you know, I've always thought we were a Christian nation. So we started kind of looking at it. But what was going on in my mind, Dave, was the narrative that our Constitution is based on biblical principles that you just mentioned. You know, biblical principles are embedded in all aspects of life. In other words, for you, for example, doing your Common Sense show, you use biblical principles. You work hard, you plan, you know, all of that can be found in scripture. In our government, of course, the founders used, just as one example, the three branches of government. We're sinners, you got to have checks and balances. So that works out fine. But let's take a look at each one of those elements I just mentioned of the preamble. Preambles are important because they outline the goals, the motives, and the authority for what comes later. So let's just take a look at a couple of those. The first one is form a more perfect union. Let's apply a biblical principle, true biblical principle to that. Psalm 127, for example, says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, his builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, his watchmen labor in vain." So let's jump to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. That's the last goal of the preamble. And in 2 Corinthians, it says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." So those are really the true biblical principles. And that's it as opposed to a more humanist document, which is what really our U.S. Constitution is, because it doesn't acknowledge God and says we the people are going to do all these things. So getting back to what you just said about Donald Trump, we're all very hopeful, of course, about what Donald Trump is going to do, restoring free speech, his nominations. For the most part, we're 100% behind. Hopefully, Radcliffe is going to turn things around at the CIA. Cash, you mentioned earlier, Cash Patel. But at the same time, Dave, what you remember last year when I was on your show, we talked about Trump's support of the Log Cabin Republicans, the homosexual group, and that really has not changed at all. After we were unsuccessful in actually getting a meeting, we were trying to get a meeting. My wife, Melissa, wrote a book, Trump and Sodom. I think I mentioned to you when we were here before, tried to get a meeting with President Trump, but weren't able to do that. So we lobbied the platform committee, sending T-shirts with one man, one woman marriage, hopefully of keeping the platform the way it was. That went down, didn't happen. His appointments or his nomination so far really good. I would make an exception there of Scott Bessent. Scott Bessent is nominated as the Secretary of the Treasury. He's an avowed homosexual with a husband in a very, very powerful position. So zooming out, our nation is in peril in a lot of ways that we already know about and that you've talked about. But it's in peril too when you look at, for example, abortion. President Trump gutted the abortion plank of the abortion platform. I'm sorry, the RNC platform. and also the family and life, family pro, plank of the platform. So I think underneath all the really good things that are happening, we have, a situation where we have a nation that is largely Sodom, all in for LGBT. 10 of the 12, by the way, 8 of the 10 states that had abortion on the ballot this year enshrined abortion in their constitutions. So we need a president, a magistrate who is leading the country toward God, not away from God. And so to do that, we think it needs to be based more on the scriptures. You know, Dave, there are, again, using scripture as our standard, there are consequences for not acknowledging God in our constitution in every walk of life. Again, based on scripture. I mean, one of them is the wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. So
Tim, I got a reaction to some of what you said, though.
Sure, go ahead.
And I'm not in disagreement with you, but there's levels here. And here's what I mean. There's the letter of the law in becoming a nation of laws that are uniformly applied. If you take the six-stage morality model of Kohlberg, some people might not be familiar, that would be level 4, and that's pretty high. We're not on even close to that. We have lawfare, and we have all the other nonsense where you can commit crimes and get away with it, from Antifa to shoplifters to people defecating on the sidewalk. Okay. So if Trump brings us to level 4, equal treatment for people, but application of justice as it's written, okay, it's an improvement from where we've been, but it's not complete. Level 5 and 6 on Kohlberg is about moral principles are above the law. And I just saw the movie with Diedrich Bonhoeffer, okay? And he paid the price with his life, because he wouldn't compromise and sublimate his faith for the authority of Hitler. He said, Hitler is not the head of the church, God is. And that ultimately cost him his life. Mm-hmm. And levels 5 and 6 are on the higher plane that you're talking about, coming out of this, out of the Mayflower Compact.
Yes.
With regard to the homosexual LGBTQ issue, they deserve equal treatment under the law. No prejudice, no abuse. We're supposed to, you know, God commands us to love our enemies and love those who we disagree with, but it doesn't mean we embrace it. And I hear what you're saying clearly, but I wanted the audience to get the perspective. There's the legal application that is humanistic, and it's an improvement, and Trump will improve the state of the living in this country from a safety and security standpoint. But we won't be any more of a moral nation than we are now with where we're going. I totally am. But I wanted to make that clarification. Well,
I think it's a very good distinction. Dave, I don't know. I don't know where you stand on this, but I've, from the very beginning, from the time he came down that escalator, I believe that President Trump is God's anointed.
I agree.
He's been raised up for a purpose. And
I got to say, it's Butler, Pennsylvania. That was God's miracle right there. In overcoming 20 million fraudulent votes in the last election, yeah, that was God's miracle again. God uses imperfect people. I mean, David was an adulterer and a murderer. Mm-hmm. And God uses imperfect people. And Trump, like you and I, we're all of us fall short of the glory. He's an imperfect man, and I believe God's going to use him. But we have to push it at the grassroots level.
That's right. No, and I think that's a good point. I think you're right. He is. I'm convinced he's going to do a lot of really good things and bring us up to that level 4 that you're talking about. I'm not familiar with that structure, but I agree with you. We're hoping, Lord, you know, praying that he will look at the big picture, the things that, you know, that our country, all countries really are created by God. And to get away from the idea that we, or Donald Trump, or anybody else are going to make America great again. God has created many great nations around the world. It's his prerogative. So hopefully we follow his law and his scriptures and give him the glory, not ourselves.
I couldn't agree with you any more than that, but I think people need to understand There's a difference between legal equality and moral development. And Trump is about the legal equality right now. Get the criminals out of the country. Okay, we're not going to allow all this other crap going on that treat people with equity rather than equality. I agree with what he's saying, but is he going to go to the next level? And when you endorse abortion, or you tolerate it in principle, you're violating God's word.
Yeah. It's the same thing with homosexuality. I agree with you.
Right.
He has to under the, and he does that. I mean, presidents have to do that. The laws are the laws, and you have to protect everyone associated with those laws. So that's fine. But again, bringing it up to that level five and six, homosexuality is an abomination before God. And so you got to look at that. And you know, look, Dave, when President Trump raised Scott Bessent to that position, again, I don't think personal opinion. I think there are plenty of other very capable people that could be raised up to that position that didn't have that, shall we say, deficit or that problem.
You know what I'm unsure of, though, is we have our moral principles that we don't embrace and honor homosexuality, but we don't abuse the person, hate the sin, love the sinner. But does that mean that we keep them out of all positions of leadership? And honestly, I'm not sure. I've asked that question and I've gotten different answers from pastors.
Yeah, well, no, again, my position would be you're treading on kind of dangerous ground. When we talked last year, Dave, about this more extensively, Rick Grenell, President Trump, raised him up into a cabinet position. And said at one of the Mar-a-Lago, one of the Mar-a-Lago galas that he hosted, that Rick Grenell is the best spokesman not only for the people in this room, the Log Cabin Republicans, but also for the country. Personally, as a Christian, I don't want a homosexual being my spokesman. So that's where President Trump is going. And hopefully, again, I agree with you. If he can get that baseline of level four and then get level five and six going, we'll be in much better shape.
I think honestly, my hunch is because Trump has talked a lot about God. Nothing like getting shot in the face to bring that about for you, but he has talked a lot about God. But I think he's playing politics with the abortion issue because the Democrats really, that was their main theme. They had nothing else they could run on, and other than Trump is Hitler or he's going to outlaw abortion, that was basically their platform. And I think that he's playing politics there, but. My wife is reading Melania's book right now, and she is pro-abortion.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, no, that's I was going to mention that actually. His whole family is kind of all in. Certainly Eric Trump and Lara Trump have been very supportive of the homosexual community, and I understand politically what's going on. But again, we have to look at that those higher planes and aspire to them.
Well, I'm hoping that God can make it clear to us that when people are living in absolute sin and daily sin as perpetual sin with a lifestyle, what should be their place in society? I would not support persecution. I don't support harm, and denial of housing. But where that line really is drawn, I'm not sure I could give a straight answer.
I think one of the problems, and we see this, we see it certainly with the Log Cabin Republicans, is once they gain a foothold, they don't just like the left, they don't stop there. The Log Cabin Republicans, one of their initiatives is to criminalize conversion therapy. So if a person is a homosexual and wants to be, you know, doesn't want to be that way anymore and wants to be under God's law, you know, they want to criminalize that. So again, you give, you know, it's once the camel's nose is under the tent, the rest follows. And I'm not saying that Scott Bessent is that way, but certainly Rick Grenell had a larger agenda. You know, he was touting that President Trump was going to help decriminalize homosexuality around the world. Again, those are things that are not necessary. Let's just focus on the U.S. and get to those higher levels that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna. I don't know that it's going to happen overnight, though.
No, it
We
won't.
need a moral reawakening. You know, one of the things I've been saying daily on my broadcasts is if we don't get involved at the grassroots level, both a legal point of view, constitutional point of view, and a moral point of view, we're going to be back to where we were in 2020 and 2021. Trump can't do it all.
Right, absolutely. No, I mean, and President Trump has emphasized that you have to get, I know I've gotten involved in the local politics, local level, since President Trump came to power. Certainly necessary. I mean, but again, it all comes back to our families, what kind of families do we have? What standards are we applying? And then applying those same standards to our local government, our state government, and our national government.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that, but it's going to be a weaning process because we've had years of hedonism. For me, I don't know what you think, but for me, the outlaw of prayer in school is where this really started. What do you think?
No, I agree. I agree. That was just one of the pillars that was removed. And it's especially what's the word? Terrible, because it's our youth. Our youth are being in public schools, godless public schools, are being deprived of God's real food, the scriptures. All of the things that as Christians we grew up with, if we grew up with them. So yeah, it's when that plank or that foundation got ruined, I think that was one of the key factors. Certainly now our public schools are basically godless, and they're pushing all the horrible agendas, that we're hoping that President Trump is going to be able to turn around.
Mark Levin on his show, and I happened to listen to it, and I was driving across the state of Colorado. And so I got to hear his entire show, and it was actually well organized. He had on education experts who they were saying, well, the answer to fixing our schools, at least at the post-secondary level, is to have the states withdraw funding for wokeism, being social activists, Marxist ideologies. Okay, and I said, okay. Now you're getting back to teaching, okay? But you're only halfway there. And they were acting like this was the final solution to get this done. And I'm telling you, until people contemplate their spiritual nature, it's not going to change. And we're in a spiritual war. I mean, you know, Tim, I don't want to bore you with this too much, but I really believe that at the baseline of what we're fighting, it's ultimately Jesus versus Satan.
I agree completely. Yeah, and again, back to education. That's one reason. We're advocates. My wife and I, my wife wrote a whole book, Learning by the Book, which is
How do you get a
basic.
copy of that, by the way?
Well, have you?
No, how does one get a copy?
Oh, I'll send you a copy. After we're out, you can send me
Hey,
your address.
can the audience go somewhere and purchase the book?
Yes, they can. My wife's website is Riordan Classics, Riordan Classics.com. And also you can go on Amazon.com. It's Learning by the Book, A Superior Education.
Okay, and give us a couple of the major points that your wife makes in that book.
Well, the biggest point, and interestingly, because it applies to what we're talking about our nation and about the documents, is that when you take God out, you have to replace it with something.
Yes.
And look what has been replaced in our public schools and in our nation, really, but in our public schools, instead of having a baseline of the scriptures, there isn't any baseline. You take God out, there's a gaping hole. You fill it up with anything that any given teacher or principal or school board member wants to put in there. And we've seen it. I see it. I live in a rural area in Nebraska. Even in this very small, well, my town is 1,000. Down the road, there's another town that's about the same size that is fighting tooth and nail to get wokeism out, to get these horrible standards, sex education and all this stuff, trying to get it out. So yeah, again, I agree with you completely. It's just the first step is to get that out. But again, you take that out. Are you going to replace it with God? Or are you going to replace it with something other, another ungodly, talking point?
Oh, cutting kids' genitals off will do just fine for them. But what part of Nebraska are you in?
We're in western Nebraska, Crawford, which is northwest Nebraska in the Panhandle.
Yeah, I hang out in Sydney quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not that too far from
Yeah,
us.
favorite breakfast restaurant is Grandma Joe's, and I just ran into
I'll
the owner
have to
yesterday.
remember
Oh, it's an awesome place. It's
that.
some of the best breakfast you can get. What's interesting about Nebraska? Because it's true in Colorado, and it's true in Arizona, and it's true in California, that the rural people are more law-abiding, they're more Christian devoted, and they're fighting against the urban interests of hedonists that are imposing their anti-Christ view on them. And you have that in Nebraska with the Lincoln, Nebraska liberals that try to impose their views on all the rural people, and then they screw the farmers on top of that.
Yeah, no, it's a battle. It's a true battle. It's we're in District 3, which is really the western Nebraska, and it's a whole different world.
Oh, listen, I know. If you go to a high school athletic event in western Nebraska or northeastern Colorado on the plains, after these kids play games, they frequently pray together.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't see that in very many places in our country. I guarantee you in Denver, okay, as the police are escorting the teams and fans out, they're not praying together.
No.
The police are trying to keep them from killing each other. It is interesting the dichotomies. Someone said to me, Dave, if we had a civil war, what would it be like? And I said, rural versus urban. I really think it would come down to something like that. Red versus blue in that regard. But I also think too that a lot of people like in the I grew up in the Denver area. I grew up in Aurora, Colorado, the home of TDA now, the infamous gang that likes to steal apartments. I grew up there, and I can tell you, there's a lot of conservatives in Denver. It's that they're captured by an illegal system of criminal voting and so forth and so on. And I used to be friends with an ex-mayor of Denver, and I won't say which one. I grew up playing basketball with him. He served one term and said, "I'm out. I can't do this anymore." And he moved to Florida. Oh, I just kind of gave it away. But anyway, this is a battle that's going on at every level in our country, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I, when I was in show business, I lived in California and, there are a lot of conservatives in California, a lot of conservatives in Los Angeles, but, talk about being captured. I mean, they are captured.
Paul Preston's a very good friend of mine, the head of the new California movement, trying to separate from California. He has 50 states signed up to separate from California. And he has a chance now that the GOP controls both houses and Trump is the president. Trump is in favor of this because he'll get two more GOP senators and half the representatives now in California will be Republican. But it's just basically traditional grassroots. But I do agree with you. I think your distinction is really good. The Mayflower Compact is governance under the authority of God, and the Constitution is governance under equality and perceived goodness.
Well, we're hopeful too, David, at this stage. I know President Trump is planning a 250-year celebration of our founding, and I hope to find a way to have a presence there to at least put forward some of these ideas we've been talking about. It's going to be in Iowa. I don't know anything about it yet. Hoping to find a little bit more about it.
You know where in Iowa it's going to be?
No, I don't. It's at a fairgrounds somewhere. I guess a fairly famous fairgrounds. That's all I know at this stage.
2026, I would guess.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the planning has already begun on that. And I'm writing to Paula White, his personal pastor. I thought maybe she would have, some some be a part of that somehow. So we'll see.
Well, I definitely am going to try to attend that. I'm definitely going to try to go to that. I've got relatives in Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh yeah. My parents both. My dad came from Germany, but grew up in Iowa, and my mom was raised in Iowa. Grandparents, their uncles, aunts, cousins, my niece, my goddaughter. They all live in Iowa. So it is a good place to hold this, I think.
The heartland, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa. I mean, you still see the traditional values in America, and you see kids growing up with their heads screwed on straight, as opposed to the nonsense we're seeing today. I mean, but I will tell you this, you even see in some of these schools, I spoke in a rural community in Arizona a year ago to an activist group. And really, I was quite impressed. And at this local high school, and I don't want to mention it because I don't want to bring negativity to that community because I respect them, but they had to put up with a kid identifying as a cat, and they had to put down litter. I'm not joking. They had to put down
No,
litter
I've heard of
boxes.
this. Yeah.
Yeah, this doctor and his wife and a couple of their friends, they took my wife and I out to dinner after we had our meeting, and they're telling me the story, and I'm thinking, in this community, you guys openly embrace God publicly. And he says, federal law. We got threatened by the feds.
No, and that's I just mentioned a little bit ago about what's happening here in Crawford. Not so much Crawford, but surrounding towns that have been fighting not only wokeism but some of the horrific transgender stuff that's going on.
Oh, yeah,
And
I'm hearing
it's
that
out
too.
here. It's out here. It's out here. Of course, the media is everywhere too. You know, TikTok is everywhere. So you're going to see a lot of that.
Well, the devil definitely got a good ambassador when the internet became public.
Amen.
It's a real blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah,
There's
yeah.
no question. Well, what would you leave our audience with? What do we need to be doing as Americans here to take our country to the highest level possible?
Well, I think it begins with our families, to try to grow our families, our children, in the knowledge of God as works in His Word and Jesus Christ, the salvation that's available. But then looking more toward applying that to our nation and demanding that high moral ground that our not only our president but all of our representatives aspire to that and unapologetically lead us to advancing that Christian faith, just the way it talks about in the Mayflower Compact. That's 400 years ago. 400 years, we've had 400 years of blessings
Now,
from that Mayflower Compact. We need to get back there. And so as I say, starting with our families, our homes, and then translating that to our nation, that's where we ought to be going.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Rome fell after 500 years. There is a clock on how long a civilization lasts. You know what I see, though, that bothers me with some Christians is this fatalistic attitude that we're absolutely in the end days. And I ask them, I said, well, the Bible says we're not even supposed to ask when that's coming, when Jesus is coming back. So what makes you think this is now? You're like even skipping the step of asking. And to me, we have to live our lives like this is going to go on for a while.
Agree.
Not be fatalistic and says, well, we're in the tribulation and it's all decided now. No, it's not. Even if you're in the tribulation, your actions make a decision. And I just
Couldn't
and there's
agree more with that.
There's a
Absolutely.
price to pay for this, and people, here's what really bothers me, Tim, and I agree. I really like the distinction between the Mayflower Compact and the Constitution. I really appreciate that because we are a nation that needs to reestablish law and order. But if we're going to persevere through history, we've got to have biblical foundations, because then we'll have a real shaky foundation in a house, and we'll just collapse at some point. Because if we don't establish that baseline, the Democrats are going to get back in power someday and they'll just continue what they were doing.
Sure, absolutely. That's so we really got to stand. Now, you know, the Bible talks about that. We've got to stand and then stand again, with the full armor of God in place. And that's what we've got to do. And not just, as you say, we can't sit back and say, oh, well, Jesus is coming and he is coming. There's no doubt about that. But to spend our time and energy trying to figure that out and when and all that instead of standing for righteousness now is not where it's at.
Well, another thing we don't hear our politicians talk about is they say freedom, freedom, freedom. Okay, but they don't tell you the origin of freedom. And we have it. Our founding fathers, even the ones that were constitutionally oriented, talked about our freedoms are ordained by God. Thomas Jefferson was very clear on that point, and most of them were. And people have a choice. Freedom comes from the Lord only. When you allow men to impose their will that's non-biblical, then you don't have freedom. They're going to make you live the way they want you to live.
And we've seen that these last 4 years in particular.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
it's either you're on Team Jesus or Team Satan, and God gives you the freedom to choose.
That's
You
right.
can choose the right path and be blessed and have eternal life, or you can choose the wrong path and have a worsening of what we had the last 4 years. If Kamala had gotten into him, I'm crazy enough to believe we would have had purges against MAGA and Christians.
Oh yeah, I'm yeah.
Do you
I
believe that
believe
too?
that too. Yeah.
Yeah, I told Christians, be prepared to go underground, just like they did in the Soviet Union. I was talking about how the Soviet Union did their religion during the height of the Stalin years. And I said, if you don't think Kamala is going to do that, you're not paying attention.
Well, Dave, look at January 6th. I mean, the persecution that's taken place of all of the, people that went in and took selfie. I was at January 6th, so this has is kind of close to my heart. I escaped prosecution simply because I didn't go to the inside the Capitol that day. The group that I was with, we decided, well, Pence is going to stand for righteousness, and we're going to look at this whole thing. And so we went back to the hotel. By the time we got back to the hotel, we saw what had happened. But what's happened? Yeah. So what's happened even today? I mean, even the FBI even today is still going after January Sixers. My hope, of course, is that President Trump pardons the ones, of course, the ones that caused violence. Okay, they should be, prosecuted, but for the most part, there should be a pardon.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, he shouldn't get pardoned as Officer Byrd. He needs to be tried for manslaughter.
Who's that?
He killed Ashley Babbitt.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, she was posing no threat to anybody.
Oh yeah,
And he just
no.
decided, well, I'll just shoot this woman. What kind of
And
man does that anyway?
he
Just.
and he's been promoted. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, he got a bonus. He got a bonus for
A
murdering an
bonus,
unarmed citizen. You know, if a cop had done that on a traffic stop, okay, under those conditions, that cop would be in prison right now. I mean, the courts peel back qualified immunity and stuff like this, but in the Nancy Pelosi world of justice, that's fine because she was on the wrong political side. She deserved to die. And I agree that we need to have a legal purge of these people. I mean, Cheney, she needs to go to prison for destruction of evidence in J6. And these jailers that held these people under unhuman conditions, deprived them of cancer medications, they need to go to prison as well. I'm not in a very compromising mood now that Trump has won, because the Lord says, vengeance is mine. I think the Lord has put the right people in place to enact his vengeance.
And he'll do it legally. I mean, that's President Trump all the way.
Yeah, I totally agree. Did you, by the way, kind of off the topic, I don't know if you've caught this about Trudeau. He goes to Mar-a-Lago and he leaves with his tail between his legs. Trump put him in his place and said, this is what he goes, my country won't survive. And I said, well, I guess you're not going to get reelected then, are you? He was he Trump pulled no punches.
Good for him. I didn't hear that. No.
He said, you're going to shut down your border. You're going to stop. And he goes, well, the fentanyl is not coming in like it is down south. He goes, this is your problem on the northern border, and you're going to stop it, or we're going to tariff the heck out of your country. He goes, my economy will collapse. And he goes, well, I guess you're not going to stay in power. He's not giving him a choice. I mean, this is what we need. But I agree with you. Trump needs to have a further softening of his heart and realize why he's in power. And he's in power because of the will of the Almighty God through Jesus Christ. That's why he's in power.
Thanks, Dave. And I urge you, your viewers, to look at our website, which is undergodwethepeople.com. Gives the whole story there, and certainly supports everything we've been talking about today.
Under God, we the people. And again, tell us about your wife's book again, just for closing comment.
Learning by the book, a superior education, also the Great Biblical Principles Hoax. All of those are on Riordan Classics, Riordan.
I love that. Hey, let me ask you really quick here. Do you and your wife favor the abolishment of the Federal Department of Education?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Amen.
The
Amen to that.
better.
Amen to that. Boy, I have seen education decline because of that organization. And I wish there was a way to defund the NEA, but that's another topic for another time. Enjoy your abortions, NEA. Hopefully it'll come to an end. Tim, always good to have you on. And I thank you for coming on and elucidating the difference between Mayflower Compact principles and the Constitution. Both are important, but I like the Mayflower Compact, and I wish we would incorporate this more into our government.
Thank you
Hopefully,
very much.
hopefully with time, Tim. But thank you so much for being a great guest.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
Right, bye.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by something that's going to make you feel healthier, look younger, rediscover your youthful vitality. And I got a spoiler alert. It's olive oil. And Dr. Gundry is a well-renowned cardiac surgeon. He's well-renowned nutritionist expert. And he says we should be taking as much olive oil as we possibly can. He said it's like an elixir of youth in terms of your appearance. But he said there's a problem. Not all olive oil is created equal. And you're saying, well, Dave, what does that mean? And what we know about olive oil is it has to have certain ingredients. And some corporations cut corners and they cut the quality out. So you want the best quality that you possibly can get. Get the biggest bang for your buck, get the biggest bang for your effort. And so what Dr. Gundry did said, I gotta shine some light on this. I'm gonna make a video free to the public, and I'm going to expose what's going on. I'm gonna help people get to the right olive oil. And here's what you do. You go to getoliveone.com/Dave. That's get1olive.com/Dave. And now if you go to the description box, what you will find is a link there that'll take you right to the site. Again, that's getoliveone.com/Dave. Now, let's get into something that came up on an interview I did today with Tim Mashler. Tim, great guy. Okay, so when I was interviewing Tim, we talked about the Mayflower Compact being on a higher level of how to govern than the Constitution. He said the Constitution is humanist and the Mayflower Compact comes from God. And I totally agree with that. But also, you know, I come from the field of psychology. And so I taught this stuff. And one of the things that popped in my mind that we talked about was Kohlberg's six-stage theory of moral development. And we kicked that around a little bit. And I thought after we were done, I said, you know, I should probably go through and talk about this because I think it could shape what people's expectations are of the Trump reforms. And so what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to visibly go to this, but I'm going to refer to Kohlberg's stages here. And I've got to tell you, folks, there is real instructive value here. And I'm going to keep it very, very, very simple. Kohlberg is spelled Kohlberg. And you can go and you'll find references to it. The first two stages are lumped together. They're called the pre-conventional. And it's kind of like a bully's model, you know, and how to keep people in line with power. Might makes right would fit into that on level one. Level two, we have to obey the laws because people make us. It's real low-level moral development. It's a lot of what you see in authoritarian societies, autocratic, similar to what Kamala Harris would have emphasized if she had been coronated. And I mean that literally. The next two stages are getting into I'm good to you, so you're good to me. That's stage three. And level four, conventional government, basically, the Constitution. We're all equal under the law. We all have to obey the same laws. It's in everyone's best interest to obey the laws. And we can't allow a lot of deviations from obeying the law. And that comes into play here in a minute, and I'll come back to this. Level five, okay, has to do with the fact that it's a republic form of government. A democracy would be level four. A republic would be Okay, we want the will of the people, but it's not that majority rules. Okay, you can be in a minority of one and have your rights respected. And there are principles and guidelines that must be followed. And this is where we get into things like ADA, Americans Disability Act, build the ramps, the handicap rails, and so forth, which really, truly, I'm in favor of. Something that's missing from the 15-minute city plans, though, by the way, kind of tells you what they're going to do with the old people. But you've got that in level five. The rights of the minority are protected. For example, you may not agree with the practice of being gay, but you're not going to allow discrimination because they're in a minority. Okay, so that would be level five. Level six gets to the highest level, and very few people reach this level. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, have you seen that movie? Oh my gosh, what a great movie. German pastor, studied in America extensively. And when the Germans took over, the Nazis took over, they demanded that Hitler be the head of the church. They added two commandments to the Ten Commandments. It was a joke. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his colleagues, who paid for this with their lives, said Hitler is not the head of the church. There's no man that could ever head the church. The church is led by God. And now you have universal principles at work here. Human rights, okay? When we say crimes against humanity, maybe the majority rule wanted that to happen, but people have rights and there's a divine order of things. And that's the highest level six. That's what the Mayflower Compact is based on, a combination of level five and six. Our Constitution and what Donald Trump says he's going to lead us back to is level four. And that means that we're going to have the rule of law. We're not going to make exceptions here. Everyone's going to be treated the same. To heck with this equity crap. It's about equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. And this is Donald Trump. And listen, our country's going to be safer. I applaud this. This is great. Thank you, Donald Trump. Really, thank you very much. But I hope that the reforms don't stop with this, because he says we're getting rid of the criminals, we're going to deport them, we're going to persecute, not persecute, but prosecute people who break our election laws, who've embezzled money and have worked against their constitutional oath. We're going to put them under investigation and act accordingly, according to the law. Okay, that's four. When do we get to a higher level? Well, we kind of are with protected rights, freedom of speech. He says he's going to restore that. Oh, so he's going a little beyond four, and now he's getting into guaranteed freedoms that, according to Thomas Jefferson, are ordained by God. Now, that's level five stuff, and Trump is talking about this, and I think that is fantastic. If he can get us into that level, we have made progress by leaps and bounds. But ultimately, I believe the demise of America started when we took prayer out of the classroom. And I think it's been a downhill slide ever since. And then we've gotten into lawfare and lawlessness and all that nonsense that goes with it, with the woke agenda. Cutting kids' genitals off is about as depraved as you get. Okay, so where do we go from here? Level six. All freedom comes from God. All freedom comes from God. So what? Yeah. You have the freedom to choose Team Jesus or Team Satan. And to not choose is to make a choice for Team Satan. All freedom. And this is when you see people not just as Americans or Baptists or whatever categorization you put people in, you see them for the human being that they truly are. And you're saying, oh, okay, Dave, I get it. I get it. The human being they truly are. That's level six. Let me give you an example. There's a problem out there in moral development called Hine's dilemma. A chemist produced a cancer drug for $2,000. It cost him only $200 to make it. What a profit. Big pharma at work, right? And this man had a wife that was dying of cancer that this could have saved her from. But he could only raise $1,000. He went to the man and he said, could you please lower your price, or let me give you $1,000 now and I'll work on paying this back as I go, so my wife can live. No, I invented this and I'm going to make money on it. What level of moral development is it when the druggist, okay, the chemist, when the man who had the dying wife, when he broke into the man's shop and stole the drug, gave it to his wife, and he got caught? What should happen to him? How you answer the question determines what level of moral development you're on. Here's the problem. The man acted on level six, just like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The church is more valuable than my life. Preaching the true word of Jesus Christ is more valuable than what's going to happen to me when the Nazis won't accept me not submitting and bending the knee to them. And here's the problem. You say that, gee, a life is more important than the inventor's profits. But here's the problem. You're going to be judged by a level four legal code, and you're going to be judged by a level four judge. And level four is pretty high level for most societies. Level six, if you set this answer, then you're at the highest level. The druggist was right in stealing the drug because human life is more important than profits, but he has to pay the consequence for breaking the law. Okay, let's back up and take a 30,000 foot view. If we get to level four under Donald Trump and a little bit into level five, I'm going to say, fantastic job, Donald Trump. Fantastic. Hats off to you. You have done a great job for this country. God bless you. What I think we should really be pushing for is the reestablishment of things like prayer in the classroom. Don't have to participate. We should be reestablishing the fact that true freedom comes from God, and we should live up to our oath, so help me God. We need to start working towards getting to level five and six. But I agree. First, we need to conquer level four. Illegal aliens who are criminals, out. Politicians who are criminals that have ripped the people off, we investigate and then we put you on trial. We need to get into level five and six. If we're truly going to survive, our nation's house must be built on a firm foundation. Level four is fraught with pitfalls. It doesn't recognize things like motive. It doesn't recognize the higher order of life over profit. We need to work towards that society. The people at Plymouth, they really understood what it took to build a society. They understood where true freedom came from. And I'm hopeful that we do the same thing. If we get to level four, we're only two-thirds of the way there. If we get to level four, it's a flipping miracle. And Donald Trump could go down as the greatest president in world history for any country because the odds are so stacked against him. Anyway, I thought you would enjoy seeing this. What level do you aspire to? You're going to be happy with just law and order? Well, it's a lot better than it is now. So I can't fault you. But I'd like to think that we're going to work towards a higher level of morality. God's word supersedes the law. I had a guy try to tell me Romans 13, you must always do what the government says. Not if the government tells me to sin. Go kill those Jews. Government told me, thou shalt not kill. But you have to realize, people who end up on level six, Gandhi, King, sometimes they don't have good endings. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, sometimes things end very poorly for them. Anyway, that's it for the Common Sense Show. God bless all of you, and I mean that sincerely. Love being with you guys. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you think. How should we approach the reforms in our country? And we will see you back here again next time. God bless everybody.